On Shmini Atzeret, we started saying Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaGeshem in the second bracha of the Amidah, but we didn't start saying the Tein Talu Matar, what's known as the She'elah, the request for rain, which is said in the winter in the bracha of Barech Aleinu, in the ninth bracha of the weekday Amidah. In Eretz Yisrael, they will start saying that insertion tonight for the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. Here in Chutz La'aretz, we won't start saying it until Shishim Litkufa, the 60th day after the autumnal equinox, which halachically we calculate as being on the 4th of December, the night of the Maariv on the 4th of December. Why we've got this distinction between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, and why Chutz La'aretz ends up with a civil date rather than a Jewish date, is topic for another shir. What I want to discuss today is the question of a person who goes from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael between now and the 4th of December. Should they say V'tein Talu Matar in the Amidah like Israelis do, or should they say V'tein Bracha like we do in Chutz La'aretz? So the Mishnah Brura in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, Sif Katan Hay, he brings two opinions. First, he brings the opinion of the Pri Chadash, who says that basically it depends if your intention is to return within 12 months. If you're intending to return home within 12 months, then you stay like your home place. If you intend staying there for longer than 12 months, even though you might still have assets in Chutz La'aretz, you might have even a wife and children, but you're staying in Eretz Yisrael for a prolonged period of time, then you would say the Israeli way. So essentially, the Pri Chadash is saying it depends on what your permanent or normal place of residence is. If your normal place of residence, even if it's just, you know, for a year or 2 years, is Eretz Yisrael, then you say like B'nai Eretz Yisrael. But if you're only there for a short period of time, so your normal place of residence is in Chutz La'aretz, so you say that you would say like B'nai Chutz La'aretz. The second opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings is that of the Birkei Yosef, who says that you always say according to where you are today. Essentially, the question is, do I need rain to fall today? So if I'm in Eretz Yisrael, the answer is yes. So I should say B'tein Talu Matar. If I'm in Chutz La'aretz, the answer is no. So I don't say B'tein Talu Matar. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't actually say which opinion he thinks one should follow, but it seems from the Acharonim that essentially they hold like the Birkei Yosef, that it depends on where you are now, with certain nuances. The situation is somewhat complicated by the fact that nowadays people go back and forth all the time. People go to Eretz Yisrael just for a couple of days or a couple of weeks. It's not like in the old days where if you went, you were there for a prolonged period of time, you know, at least several weeks, if not several months. And that might make it somewhat different. So Dayan Weiss in Minchat Yitzchak Chelet Yud Simon Tet, he says that when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you say like B'nai Eretz Yisrael, you stay between Tam and Matar, you're going now. When you come back to Chutz La'aretz, it's before the 4th of December, so then you go back to Chutz La'aretz formulation, you say V'tein Bracha. You only say V'tein Talu Matar whilst you're in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Avadya Yosef in Yechaveh Da'at, Chelek Aleph, Simon Ayin Gimel, he essentially agrees with Dayan Weiss, but he says that when you come back to Chutz La'aretz, you should carry on saying V'tein Talu Matar, but in the Bracha of Shomer Tefillah. Don't say it as the nusach of Barich Aleinu, but say it rather as an insertion in the bracha of Shomer Tefillah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, his opinion is brought down in Sefer Halichot Shlomo, and he says, again, essentially the same, that when one is in Eretz Yisrael, one says V'tein Talu Matar. However, he says, if you're coming back to Chutz La'aretz before the 4th of December, so you're only sort of passing through in Eretz Yisrael, so then Bichlal, just say the bracha V'tein Talu Matar, or just say the phrase V'tein Talu Matar in the bracha of Shomer Tefillah. If you're going to be there through the 4th of December, so then you say it in the Barech Aleinu. But otherwise, you just say it in the bracha of Shomer Tefillah. And then when you come back to Chutz La'aretz, you wouldn't carry on saying it in Shomer Tefillah. Rav Moshe Sternbach in Shuvot Hanagot, Chelek Bet Simon Nun Hay, he, again, essentially agrees with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and says that if you're coming back before the 4th of December, you should say it only in Shomer Tefillah. But he goes a little bit further and he says that if you're just there for a couple of days, or might be even just, it might be 3 or 4 weeks, but you go after Zion Cheshvan and you're coming back before the 4th of December, so then he says you don't say it at all. It's only if you're there either at Zion Cheshvan or on the 4th of December that you do say it, but you say it in Shomer Tefillah. Rather, if you're there as Zion Cheshvan and coming back before the 4th of December, you say it in Shomer Tefillah. And if you go in November, whatever, you're going to be there through the 4th of December, so then you would say it in Barech Aleinu. In practice, what do we say? Well, more or less whatever you do is going to be all right according to somebody, but that's not a normative mode of psak to say whatever you do will be all right according to somebody. The recommendation that I usually give to a person is following the view of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if you're coming back before the 4th of December, so you're just there for a little bit of time, go for a week or two now, so then to say it in Shomea Tefillah, if you're going to be going late in November and staying through, so then to say it in Barei Chaleinu. Ad Kan.